This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. 171 Coloradans are in the hospital with COVID-19. That's up from earlier and the first increase since late July. The Omicron subvariant BA5 makes up most of Colorado's cases. Denver has never had a woman as mayor, but a new poll shows more than half of Denver residents are motivated to vote for a woman as the next mayor, and a quarter are very motivated. Denverite's Kyle Harris reports the biggest issue for Denver voters is housing.
Emerge Colorado and the Colorado Working Families Party commissioned the poll of 400 Denver voters in July. Results showed voters overwhelmingly wanted a woman, a community leader, and someone with personal experience with the challenges Denver faces, like discrimination or poverty. More than half of polled voters were undecided. No candidate had more than 7% support, and most polled didn't recognize candidates' names. Kyle Harris, Denverite.
The Douglas County School Board rejected an attempt to require a two-thirds vote for revising board policy. That would have meant 5 votes on the divided 7-member board. One member said the change would encourage members to work together, but at a board meeting Tuesday, some members of the public called it a power grab. Jason
Cassetti. If this board adopts a two-thirds vote supermajority over a simple majority, it will essentially set up a gridlock until the next election cycle.
5 of the directors spoke against the idea, and it died without a vote. Aspen Film is buying the site of its longtime home. Here's CPR's Eden Lane.
Aspen Film began in 1979 and is hosting its 43rd annual Film Fest this week. Following an agreement in 2007 with the city, the nonprofit has decided to purchase the ISIS theater space it was leasing. Now it will take ownership of the local landmark as it becomes the group's permanent exhibition home. Bowtie Theater Management, a commercial movie theater operator that does business in 5 states, will run the day-to-day business of the 4-screen complex. I'm Eden Lane, CPR News.
Aspen and Vail have highs today in the 60s. This is CPR News.